This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. I'm out in San Francisco, California. I'm at the Hip Hop Chess Federation's King's Invitational Tournament. It's about to jump off in about maybe another half an hour or so. It's a lot of people here, great venue, and a lot of people are here to witness the battle. I have with me D. Lamont Robinson, who's a regional coordinator for the Academic Chess Organization, which is based in San Jose, California. And I wanted to just ask him a few questions about what he feels about this event and also some of the things that he's doing. What are your impressions of this event so far?
Well, it's a wonderful event because what it does is it brings together the intellectual aspect of the hip-hop community. So you're having thinkers and actors, people with vision and dreams that are taking the steps necessary to further and reach their dreams. You know, it's kind of like when you play chess, your goal is to checkmate your opponent, and you have to have a plan to reach your goal. And Adisa's plan, his vision for the Hip Hop Chess Federation, be a life strategies intervention for in our community. And when we say our community, we mean the hip hop community. So that means all races, all colors, all people, no matter what part of the country you live in or what part of the world you live in, you can be a member of the hip hop community. And if you step up the bat and be an example, which is what he's trying to do, is bring leaders together, artists, martial artists, hip hop artists, chess artists or aficionados, to demonstrate that the life strategies that in chess can actually translate smoothly to life, because you got to do what you got to do before you do what you want to do if you want to succeed in life. And on that chessboard, most especially, you got to do what you got to do before you do what you want to do if you want to succeed. And say, being the one to say checkmate instead of hearing checkmate. In our program, though, I teach our students that there are no losers in our chess club, only winners and learners. Because anytime someone checkmates me, they learn another way to say, I learn another way to say checkmate. So that positive idea of, you know, you can learn anything that I can learn, you can do anything that I can do. It's just a matter of you believing in yourself, giving yourself the opportunity to have that kind of experience.
Okay, now you're based in San Jose, California. Could you tell us something about the organization Academic Chess, how it works, and some of the different tools you use to teach your students there?
Well, Academic Chess was started by Eric Hicks. He's the executive director of the program. And when he, his life story is one of doing without the educational paradigm for a period of time in his life, where he dropped out of school, played chess all summer, went back to school, got his GED, went to junior college, transferred to Berkeley, graduated with honors in computer science. And while he was going to Berkeley, he was teaching inner city kids how to play chess. And though he made money in the software industry, it never gave him the same kick that it did seeing that light go on inside a child's mind when they light up with the joy of saying checkmate for the first time, or having that thrill of learning to succeed in the game. So he decided to start Academic Chess about 13 years ago, and we're in San Diego, Orange County, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Reno, San Francisco, and I'm responsible for the San Jose area. And the cool thing about his idea was he put together a website. You know, there's academicchess.com.org. There's a chess playing website called chess.ac. And he put together these books for beginners called an egg book, and it leads right into the snake book, which leads into the gator book, because we're teaching elementary school children. So we need games that they can relate to, I mean, names they can relate to. And then there's the gator book, and then at the top is the chess monster. So everyone's on their path to becoming a chess monster, because it's elementary school children. They're not trying to become chess masters yet. Once they get to middle school, high school, then they can pursue that kind of dynamic. But we're pretty much an elementary school based organization.
What would you say have been some of your success stories that have occurred since you've been involved with the program?
Well, for me, the success is having an organization that I truly believe in, because the attributes that you need to succeed in chess really easily translate into life. And so working with elementary school children, there's the challenge of breaking down this complex intellectual exercise into a language that children can understand. So I get to practice the kind of communication skills, I call it throwing passes, that just children can catch. Because a lot of times as a chess instructor, you could be talking loud and saying nothing, and that's the last thing I want any of my instructors to be doing. So I emphasize with them to always be mindful of the child's point of view. Because if you're speaking to that first grader, then that second, third, and fourth grade, they're going to understand everything you say. So you have to make sure you're actually being effective. And how can you do that without seeing how they're playing on the chessboard? So, you know, we split the class up into exercise, lecture, and play time. So in that exercise time, we teach them how to think out loud, the way a chess master thinks, and they're going through exercise. They learn their chess notation, how to read and write in chess notation. But then when we do the lecture, they have to sit still and use their ears and their eyes to absorb the dynamics of the game, where the priorities are, you know. And there's different ways, many different ways to teach chess. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of books on chess. Me personally, I've been able to develop my ABCs of chess idea. Traditional chess use words like major pieces and minor pieces. In our program, I use attackers and controllers because they're action words. Attackers attack and controllers control ranks and files. And so getting to see the distinction of the power base that a piece can do beyond the point representation, and then getting to see that, you know, there's a beginning, middle, and end. One of my guys teaches the idea of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You got to know what time it is when you're playing chess. So is it breakfast time, lunch time, dinner time? Me, I use the ABC. So A is for attack, attack, attack. B is for battle, battle, battle. And C is for create checkmate. So when you're attacking, you attack the battlefield. You get your attackers out on the battlefield, get ready for battle. So while you're getting ready for battle, you're attacking. While you're getting ready to create checkmate, you're battling. And you have to use the tools of the chess master when you're battling. That's where vocabulary comes in. So pins, forks, skewers, checks, threats, and captures. These are the moves we master. Checks, threats, and captures are the tools of the chess master. Checks, threats, and captures are part of the mystery. And checks, threats, and captures do what? They lead us to victory. You know, and so I have my children memorize that rhyme. They get a little pawn keychain for their efforts to memorize the poetry. You know, we have another rhyme called learning all the time. So when you're playing chess, you just can't attack, attack, attack. You have to learn, learn, learn. And so you can't be a good chess player without being a good learner. So giving them that idea that you always have to say, what's up with that, when your opponent makes a move, you know, that's just one phrase. It represents a laundry list of questions when you're playing chess.
Exactly.
So why that move now? Is that a safe square? What's he trying to do? What's that move mean? But what else does it mean? And what else does it mean? Or as I like to say, when you're playing chess, there's the fact of the move, but there's the truth of what it means.
Exactly.
And so you have to seek out the truth in the dynamic. You just get settled for the superficial facts of the dynamic. You have to go deeper than that. And that's one of the life skills that chess breathes into a chess player, that they can kick into every situation they encounter.
Do you have any of your students here today?
Not today, no. Down in Silicon Valley, it's about 50 miles from San Francisco, and this is just our third event at the Hip Hop Chess Federation, and my job is to help any hip hoppers that want to get introduced to the game. I'll be helping them. I'll be introducing them to the game. Dr. Kirshner is going to be handling the chess tournament, right? And Adisa is going to be handling the panel discussion, and of course, you know, he's the MC for the whole event.
Now, I understand you're a spoken word artist.
Oh, that's true.
And I wanted you to leave the chess drum audience with a selection, if you'd be so kind in helping us with.
I have a spiritual selection I'll use. It says, a few today may wonder. A few today may wonder, may look within and stare, and find the truth within them, and find that God is there. Our strength, of course, is God, the source of all things great and true. So let's thank God in every way for all that we can do. I wonder what it's like, and wonder, is it true that we can do all the things that God says we can do? I wonder what it's all about. Wonder and yearn to know, to understand God's gift to man, to grow, to share, to show. The gift of life and the gift of love, gifts that God deemed us worthy of. The gift of truth and its eternal youth to stand the test of time against all who would deny brotherhood, which is man's oldest crime. Now a few today may wonder, may find it hard to see a force deep within them waiting patiently. God is and has and will be all there is to be. God's love, God's strength, God's faith in us, it's ours eternally. Oh yeah, a few today may wonder, may look within and doubt, and wonder if it's really true that time is running out. Yet a few today may wonder, what oh so few must know, that the force lives within us and must be allowed to flow. The strength, the love, the gift of life, the force within us all. Good health, good life, good universe, good life to one and all. A few today may wonder, may look within and stare. Yeah, and bow their head in gratitude to find that God is there.
Enjoyed that one, brother.
Thank you.
You going to be performing here at the event?
I may or may not. Adisa kind of throws the gauntlet to me, you know, at a given point in time in the past events. So if that happens, I may share that one. I may share one about the tragedy in Atlanta, or I may do the one called Learning All the Time, 24/7, 365. It's got more of a hip-hop flavor to it.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your time. That's DeLamont Robinson of the Academy Academic Chess, and we're in San Francisco, and we're signing off the Chess Drum.